KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Well, joining us from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, we have their resident care coordinator at the Lodge and Memory Care. That would be Megan Krupp. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
Good to have you with us today. And also joining us from Eagle View West, we have Jennifer Crowley.
Hello.
You guys are both very active in the memory care summit. We're going to talk a bit more with you, Jennifer, about the big walk coming up. But Megan, let's talk a little bit about the facilities at Emmanuel Lutheran.
Sure. Yep. I am the resident care coordinator and nurse manager of the Lodge. It's a 24-bed facility of just memory care residents. We have a full-time support staff of PCAs, med techs, and CNAs, as well as a resident care recreation coordinator that is there from typically 8 to 4 during the day to help with activities and support our staff and residents with activities throughout the day.
And as a talk a little bit about what kind of special needs people have who are stricken with Alzheimer's.
Well, they typically need direction a little bit with their daily activities, support with all aspects of daily living, and it could be dressing, anywhere from memory care support in eating, support in just remembering any of the activities that they've preferred before.
Is there any concern that they may get lost or get maybe disoriented?
Yes, there is. Yeah, and our unit is a locked unit. We do have three exits to our unit, but we do have a secured keyed entry unit. So that's where our staff participates in all aspects. So we are monitored 24 hours a day with that, and that's why we help support them in that. And they, that's why it's a safe, secure place for them to be.
And I guess the question I'd like to ask you is how you got involved in memory care.
I started out as a PCA and CNA a few years ago, and I've always had that nurturing, caring aspect. I started out with child care to begin with, and then just kind of grew into the elder dementia care unit, and that's just kind of where my heart stayed, and I fell in love, and that's where my fulfillment.
That's where your fulfillment is.
Yep.
That's terrific, guess that you love being there at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, they treat you good, right?
They do. Yeah, that's my home.
And of course, that reflects back on the people who live there.
Yep.
All right. Megan Krupp is our guest, and we've got a big walk coming up this weekend, and Jennifer Crowley's going to tell us about that after this.
Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill. And being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Well, we're going to talk with Jennifer Crowley. And Jennifer, you have been involved in the memory care, I won't want to say business, but I mean, you have been involved in this for some time.
I have. It has definitely become a passion of mine because I tell you, we put a lot of effort into pulling off this event. We're just super excited for it. The Walk to End Alzheimer's, I'm co-chair of that event, and I wouldn't be able to do this with a bunch of volunteers from around the community that do this to help build solidarity and show support and, you know, just come together as a community. And one of those big community partners is Emmanuel Lutheran Community. So I'm just thrilled to be sitting here next to Megan. the resident care coordinator from the lodge at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and have their participation in this event. And I can tell you a little more about that if you're interested.
Well, of course.
We have right now 27 teams pre-registered for this event. Over 200 walkers already pre-registered to participate in this event at Flathead Valley Community College, and Emmanuel Lutheran Communities is in third place right now with the walk. Third place out of 27 teams for fundraising, and they're right above my youth team. I'm
really?
$15 away, so maybe Megan, we should challenge the community to see who's going to pull forward here into second or third place. Is it Emmanuel Lutheran Communities team, or is it my Eagle View West Youth to Elder team?
Yep.
What's your thoughts on this?
Yep, we have a few more days to raise a few more funds, so I think we can do it. We have we've been registering our employees for the last few weeks. We're sending out a few more emails to bring in a few more teammates, so we're hoping we can gather a few more people. We have employees bringing in kids and family members to join the walk, so
let's see. I understand now that you have raised somewhere in the vicinity of what? I'm looking for my notes here. Quite a bit of money.
Yep. As of yesterday, we were at $1,695. So I had a goal of $1,500. So I'm pretty happy with what we've risen.
How does that stack up now among the other teams, Jennifer?
Oh, you know, geez, we can't compare each other too much, but I guess we're in the final stretch here, aren't we? So what we have not only have individuals out there, fundraising by themselves, but we have teams, Man Up for Memory. Wait a minute, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities is in second place. I take that back, with my team in third place, raised over $1,600. Overall, the event for Kalispell, our goal is to raise $38,000 for the Alzheimer's Association of Montana. If you're paying attention in the world of dementia, caregivers, or how it impacts the workplace, there's been free presentations put on by the Alzheimer's Association. Just over the last 6 months, we've had one nearly almost every month, free of charge. That money, $38,000 goal, may seem like a lot. It really is just a small smidgen of really what's necessary to continue to raise awareness, provide resources to those impacted by this disease, help fund research, get people into clinical trials. We've now at $21,465 as of today. We just have a matter of like 5 days here to get it to $38,000 and try to get more teams on board. You actually, to be honest, it doesn't cost anything to participate in this event. You do not need to donate anything. If you cannot afford to donate, please just come. Show your support to the vendors. We have about 18 vendors coming. We'll have live music by Jody Miller performing. He just is here from Nashville, Tennessee. He's going to be performing a song, I Don't Have to Remember, that he wrote in honor of his kind of adopted father. I think it was his uncle, actually, who died with dementia.
Speaking of the National Association there, I know that they've been lobbying very hard to Congress to, first of all, get on their radar. Now that we seem to be on their radar, we're starting to get some money from some grants and some things so that we can actually see if we can put an end to this disease.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's exciting times, and we need to keep marching forward very strongly and together. It's a collaborative effort in many different angles: the world of neuroscience, the world of public health, communities. How do we continue to be age friendly in the world with dementia? Really, ultimately, we want to see this disease go away, Alzheimer's go away, and other dementias as well. But we have a long way to go. So we're happy again that the support that we're getting for this event, it's really powerful, and Emmanuel Lutheran Communities and all the other partners, community stakeholders, really come to the plate and said, I'm in.
I'm kind of wondering, and maybe you can help me with this, both of you, since you're medical people too. Are we working on a vaccine, perhaps, to keep Alzheimer's from happening, or are we working on a cure for people who already have it?
It'd be great if there was a vaccine someday.
That would be a blessing.
Someday, I don't begin to be the expert in it all, what's going on in the world of science, but I do pay attention because I am passionate about this topic and want to just be informed. But what I've been hearing is that we're much closer to a disease-modifying agent, mm-hmm. A drug that could perhaps impact the area of injury or part of the brain, whatever the physiological process, the nuts and bolts of what's happening with the brain and causing the decline, mm-hmm. That is more likely than actually eradicating altogether, finding a cure. But, we don't want to hold out hope for all of it. We need a first survivor.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll take our victories where they lie. Okay, so let's quickly let everybody know all about the walk. It's this coming Sunday.
Yep, it's this Sunday. It's at the Community College at 777 Grandview Drive. The registration begins at 1 p.m. And if you haven't donated or online yet, you can donate at the walk, correct?
That's correct. Correct. Yep, just show up.
The ceremony is at 2:30 p.m., and then the walk will begin at 3 p.m. So you can just show up. There's if you've registered with us at Emmanuel Lutheran, we have T-shirts available for those people that have registered with us. And if not, you can just come in your jogging clothes, walking clothes, unicorn outfit, whatever you want.
Unicorn outfits. Yep. Sure.
Right. One of the things Emmanuel Lutheran Communities does is works to reach out in the community and help those whose family members are affected by Alzheimer's. And we'll ask Megan about that next.
So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
And Jennifer Crowley's been with us. And Megan Crump, we want to come back to you now. And I want to ask you about the Alzheimer's support group. You guys do that pretty regularly.
We do. We have an Alzheimer's support group. We do every third Monday of the month. It's offered from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. in our Buffalo Hill Terrace Auditorium. It's a very casual group. It's led by myself. We have a group of anywhere from 6 people, as many as want to come. You don't have to register. You can just walk in as casual as can be. We visit. We support each other. Answer questions. I'm very open to any education, support, technology, videos. I just kind of let it be led by the people that are coming in. And I take requests and provide the information that's requested of me in the following meetings and just try to support the community in any way possible.
Give me an example of what might come up at one of these meetings.
A lot of times at the meetings, a lot of the people that are coming are people that still have family members at home. So they're wondering about how to deal with situations that are going on at home, safety areas, how to leave home safely, if their families are at home still, their family members at home, or maybe introducing the idea of placement possibly, or day service possibly, which would be like an adult day service program, mm-hmm. possibly. So I try to guide them through that or try to give them information on different areas of support if I don't have that available to myself. So there are a lot of options in our community, so I try to have all of those available to give to the families and members coming in.
And you do offer respite services, too, for family members?
Yes, the Lodge does offer respite services during the day at this time.
Okay. Yeah. Gosh, we hope that this event, Jennifer, this weekend is incredibly successful. You make your goals maybe a little bit more than your goals, so it'll make you work harder next year.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Megan, as always, we thank you for all that you and your staff do for people here in the Flathead.
Yes, of course.
And thanks for listening.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.